Shalom. I am Jeff Mills, and you are listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teachings, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. Blessings, and may our Abba continue to guide you and lead you into all truth. Shabbat Shalom. Love and the word of Yahweh are closely intertwined. And to guard his word with our whole hearts, we have to love and desire his word. It's incorporated into our lives. We intertwine ourselves in his word, just as love is intertwined in his word. And how is love instilled in his people? How can love really dwell in us? Is it something we can do ourselves? Can we just choose to love? Or is there something more? How do we become filled with his love? And how do we show his love? How does his love become a part of us? Could it be obedience to his commands? Love becomes a part of us because we walk in his way. We learn to practice love his way, the way he has defined it. You cannot practice love without obedience, and you cannot practice obedience without love. They cannot be separated. Let's look at Psalms 119, verse 32. Psalms 119 and verse 32. I run the way of your commands, for you enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Yahweh, the way of your laws, and I observe it to the end. Listen to this commitment here. Make me understand that I might observe your Torah and guard it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of your commands, for I have delighted in it. Incline my heart to your witnesses and not to own gain. Turn away my eyes from looking at falsehood and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant, which leads to the fear of you. He enlarges our hearts. It is through him that we learn love, and it is by his word that we practice love. Many, many have their own definition of love, and they fail to see how it is integrated all throughout the word of Yahweh. Because man has corrupted Yahweh's definition of love through disobedience and transgression. So to get back to a place where we understand his love, where we understand what it means to love as he loves, means we have to get back to obedience and get away from transgression. We must teshuvah, we must turn, stop and turn from what we're doing. However we're living our life, we need to leave that behind and come back to him and live in obedience to his word. That's what he requires of us. He began showing us his love from the beginning. From the very beginning, when he began to create and he began to put this world together for mankind, he formed man. And then he tenderly and lovingly breathed the breath of life into him. Can you just picture Yah looking at this man that he had formed and created, and then breathing the breath of life into him? Is that not an act of love? He brought man into the creation that he had made for him to live in. Have you ever thought about that? That he made this world, he lovingly crafted and created this world and everything in it for mankind. He gave man his word to live by, and he even walked with man in the garden. He gave us an example, lovingly guiding, instructing, and showing by example. Love is the foundation, and everything is built on it. What if the whole world operated on love? What would it be like? It will happen. And if we put love into practice now, we will be that much more prepared for his kingdom. Love means putting someone else above yourself. And in Yah's word, we're reminded over and over again that we are to put others above ourselves. And there's a reason for that. What happens to people when they turn their love on themselves? They become selfish, self-centered, prideful, arrogant, seeking their own way. And they don't care what happens to anybody else. It's all about them. As long as they get what they want, that's all they care about. And the people of Yah are supposed to be exactly the opposite of that. When we're putting others in front of ourselves, it takes the attention off of us. Love is the foundation that Yahweh built on and continues to build on. And his plan intimately involves his love for his people, and his commands reflect that. Everything that he gives us to do is out of love for us. He wants us to live fulfilled and happy lives here in this creation that he built for us. And because he created it, it only stands to reason that he knows what is best for us, doesn't it? That he knows what will make us happy. He knows what will make us fulfilled and help us to be transformed into the people he wants us to be. Because that's why we're here. That is our purpose, is to seek our Creator and learn to be the people He wants us to be. If we love Him, then we want to please Him. And if we want to please Him, then we obey His word. Because through that obedience, we learn His love. And we learn how to give that love to others. We can't just define for ourselves what love is. Yah defined everything. He created this world. He put man on it. And He is the one that defines love. It's not just some emotional reaction. And it's not a word you just say. You know, the word love has become so cheap and meaningless in our society and in our world because people don't even understand what it is. And when they tell somebody those three words, they don't really mean it. And they're not really capable of showing it. You know, as parents, you come to understand the type of love that Yah is talking about. You come to understand how He felt when He sent His Son to give Himself for all of mankind. What parent would not run out in front of a speeding bus to save their child? Or what parent would not lay down their life to save their child? That is true love, isn't it? Not loving your own life to the death, but willing to lay down even your life for someone else if that's what it comes to. And when you tell somebody that you love them, that is exactly what you are agreeing to do. Love is just not some warm, fuzzy feeling. You are committing yourself to someone. And you are committing to doing something bigger and greater than yourself. If our Abba did not love us, He would not bother rescuing us out of this world. And look at the lengths He goes to offer us an opportunity at eternal life in His kingdom. No one can deny that our Abba loves us and loves us dearly. He sent His Son to give Himself for us. Before we were even born, before we ever took our first breath, our Messiah came and gave Himself to redeem us back. Can you think of any greater act of love than that? And does that make you stop and think that maybe you really don't understand what love is? And maybe you need to rethink it. And maybe we all need to relearn it His way. His commands teach us how to have life His way, apart from this world. Apart from this world. And we have to live and experience life His way by His commands, so that we can also learn love His way, because love is in His commands. All the things He asks us to do are so that we can have a better life here, and so that we can live in harmony and in peace with the creation that He made and with the rest of mankind. He is grieved grieved to see what mankind has done to himself and to the creation he made. There was a time before when he was grieved that he had placed man on the earth, and he caused a flood to come upon the whole earth, and he started anew with 8 people. How grievous is the state of mankind now and the state of the world? How much longer will he allow things to continue? How long will he let man destroy the creation he made and even attempt to destroy himself? Well, he will intervene to stop it before man can destroy himself. And our Messiah told us that if those days were not shortened, no flesh would be saved alive. So Yah will intervene. And we are well on our way to that conclusion right now. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. If I speak with the tongues of men and of messengers, but do not have love, I have become as sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. Listen to what Shaul, Paul, is telling us here. If he doesn't have love, if we don't have love, then those things don't matter, do they? And if I have prophecy and know all secrets and all knowledge, and if I have all belief so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am none at all. What kind of love is he talking about? Is he talking about a warm, fuzzy, feel-good love? Or is he talking about the love of Yah that is woven into his word and cannot be separated from it? And if I give out all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I give my body to be burned but do not have love, I am not profited at all. It sounds like we really need to learn love from Yah's perspective, doesn't it? Because our definition of love is not adding up to what Shaul is telling us here. Verse 4, love is patient, is kind. Love does not envy, love does not boast, is not puffed up, does not behave indecently, does not seek its own, is not provoked, reckons not the evil, does not rejoice over the unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. It covers all, believes all, expects all, endures all. That's Yah's love. All of those things are written right into his word. Verse 8, love never fails, and whether there be prophecies, they shall fail, or tongues, they shall cease, or knowledge, it shall be inactive. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part shall be inactive. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child. I reasoned as a child. That is the way we come to our Abba, isn't it? As children. Seeking his affection, his love, his attention. And as we grow, as we come into relationship with him, as he reveals to us, as we start to understand his word, we come to see the depth and the width in the greatness of his love. But when I became a man, I did away with childish matters. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know as I also have been known. And now belief, expectation, and love remain. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Love Yah's way. Love by Yah's definition. You know, some people think that Yah's word is harsh. You know, people read Torah and they think Yah is vindictive and harsh. But all of Torah is based on love. And all of what Yeshua told us is rooted in love. And love is everywhere in Yah's word. Love binds his word together and gives it meaning and gives it purpose. We understand what he's doing because he is motivated out of love, and it shows. It shows in his word. It shows in his actions. It shows in his promises. Why would he make all of those promises to us if it wasn't motivated out of love? If you are missing love, then it all falls apart. All of it. Because love is the binding agent. Have you ever thought about what and where we would be right now if Yeshua had failed? What if he did not understand what love was truly all about? What if he did not know how to give love? And what if he just didn't want to give his life for us? But he did. He did understand. Because he was shown it and taught it by Yah. And he understood how to give it. Even in the face of all that was done to him, he laid his life down. 1 John 4, verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. What kind of love drives a father to give up his only beloved son? What made Avraham take his son Yitzhak to the land of Moriah, climb up to the top of the mount, and then bind him and place him on an altar to be slain? Was it fear of Yahweh, or was it because he loved Yah and trusted him with his son that was dear to him? His son that he loved so much. His son that was his heir, his future, and the one through whom some of the promises Yah made to him would be fulfilled. What must have been going through Avraham's mind as he raised the knife and prepared to slay his son? John 3, verse 16. John 3 and verse 16. For Elohim so loved the world that he gave his only brought forth Son, so that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but possess everlasting life. He so loved the world. We are told that we will be known by our love for one another, and not our own definition of love, but by Yah's standard of love. His people will be known by their love for one another. John 13, verse 34. John 13, verse 34. A renewed command I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all know that you are my taught ones, if you have love for one another. A command. When you say, I love you to someone, you are saying, I will lay down my life for you. I will die defending you and protecting you. I will give myself in your place. I will take care of you. I will go without so that you do not lack. I will never hurt you, and I will never, ever desert you or leave you alone or leave you behind. Have you ever thought about love that way before? If people were truly committed to one another and loved one another the way Yah defines love, it wouldn't be so easy just to cut someone off and cast them out of your life, would it? John 15 and verse 12. John 15 and verse 12. This is my command, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, that one should lay down his life for his friends. You know, if the love is a command, you can't separate it from his word, can you? They go together. They can't be separated. Do you know that kind of love that Messiah is talking about here? Do you practice that kind of love? Have you felt that kind of love? Have you received that kind of love? That selfless, I will do anything for you, even to the point of giving myself up for you. That's the kind of love our Abba is talking about. Not man's definition. We have to go to our Abba to find out what he means by love. Let's go to 2 John 1, verse 5. 2 John 1, verse 5. And now I ask you, lady, not as though I wrote a fresh command to you, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is the love, that we walk according to his command. This is the command that you have heard from the beginning. You should walk in it. John is not giving them a new command. And love has not changed from the beginning. So why do people keep trying to redefine love and then hold others to their standard and their definition of what love is? Our Abba has already told us what love is and how to show it and what it means to be loving, and it is a far cry from the way man defines it. Yahweh has already taught his people how to love one another. How? How is that? How do we do that? How do we show that? Walking according to his commands. And it is the same command we were given from the beginning. Our Abba doesn't change. We are supposed to walk according to his commands. That is where we learn love. And that is how love develops in us. We have to walk in obedience. We have to learn. We have to grow. We have to develop his way. And we have to be walking in his way continuously. And that is how love is manifested in our lives. And if it's manifested in our lives, it will flow out to others. But there are a lot of people who don't understand Yah's definition of love and who live by their own definition of love. And their love has grown cold. They can't even live up to their own expectation of what love is. And why does their love grow cold? How does their love grow cold? Well, how is it that people do not understand what it means to love and how to truly show love one to another? Why don't they understand? Why can't they see it? Matthew 24 and verse 12. Matthew 24, verse 12. And because of the increase in lawlessness, the love of many shall become cold. Because of the increase in living in disobedience, because of the increase in living life outside his Torah, walking outside his commands, refusing to obey his word and live the life he requires of his people. Because of that, the love of many shall become cold, and has become cold, and is continuing to become cold. We are living in a very cold and uncaring society. Their love grows cold because of lawlessness and disobedience, because they are not guarding the commands of Yah. This world has its own definition of love, and many are following that way. Many who call themselves believers are following the world's way of love, not Yah's. We need to unlearn those things. We need to go back to His Word. We need to understand what love is as Yah defines it, and as it is contained in His Word. We can't obey Him and walk in His way without love. We have to love His Word. We have to love what we're doing. We have to love walking in His way. The love of many grows cold, and they refuse to see it because they don't really understand what love is. Our Messiah said something very important. John 14 and verse 15. John 14 and verse 15. If you love me, if you love me, you shall guard my commands. Guarding means to watch over, to protect, to be careful to do. We are to guard His commands. And He says that that is part of our love. And that's how we can express our love for Him, by guarding His commands. Because His commands lead to life. And His commands define love, and His commands teach us what love is Yah's way. Amen. You have been listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teaching, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. May our Abba bless you richly throughout this coming week and guide you into His truth. Shavua Tov!